We're interrupting this podcast to ask you a very important question. Have you had your Hershey's? When you need to brighten up your day, put a smile on your face with the classic creamy texture and pure milk chocolate flavor of Hershey's milk chocolate. Whether you're eating it on the go, breaking off a few pieces for s'mores night, or just treating yourself to something sweet, Hershey's milk chocolate checks all the boxes. Shop for Hershey's milk chocolate now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold.
The Rag and Bone Man and Lovers in a Past Life on Spin. What's Rag and Bone Man doing?
His best.
And that's all you can ask. Isn't that what they always say?
Enough said.
A man would always say, and did you do your best? I say, yeah.
I like when he was on Jules Holland.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one of Rag and Bone Man.
It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tear. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quiz. Did you ever watch Jules Holland on New Year's Eve?
It's time to wipe that smile off your face, David Hammond.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's got all this kitty energy that's about to be zapped.
He's trying to delay the inevitable. Yeah.
We need to get cracking on this, and we'll tell you why in a mo. But this is the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Aisling, and the women of Dublin and beyond, we come together. We quiz Dave on girly things. It's good crack. He's not off the best start of the year. He's had two losses and one win. So time to claw back this morning.
Yeah. Yes, Dave, you have two lifelines. One is a Simplify, which is a 50-50, and the other is your phone, a female. And the girly quiz is with BBL Beauty. They're a luxury cosmetics and tan brand, and they make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everyone. Our phone a female prize today, a BBL Beauty hamper for two.
Gorgeous.
And a girly quiz board game as well.
Lovely.
That lovely phone a female this morning is Megan. The reason we're under a bit of pressure is because Megan's under pressure. She's a teacher and she's got class in 10 minutes.
Class? What kind of class starts in 10 minutes, Megan?
First thing in the morning, I have tutor, so we start early, 8:50.
Okay, tutor, 10 to 9 as well.
What do you mean tutor? When you have to come in and take the role?
Yeah,
or whatever?
Pretty much for 10 minutes and then you start at 9. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're a tutor, Megan.
I think everyone...
Yeah.
It's like your tutor group. That's what we call it in our school.
Right.
Okay. And then that's your class you go around.
Megan, is this the time of the day where you do a little recce and see if everyone's wearing their proper shoes and all?
Well, we're supposed to check. Our school has the phone pouches, so we check them in the morning, take the roll, and then they're on to school. All
very right. High nice tech. One. Meg, stop talking to me
things
now.
Things have
get
changed my day. Listen, thanks for being on this morning. No doubt Dave will need you at some point, so hang on there, Meg. Thank you.
No problem.
Let's get cracking, Dave.
Let's do this.
Do this.
Dave, the designer brand Chanel is named after its founder. By what name was she best known?
Chanel.
Mm. You say that like you've never heard of it before.
I have heard of Chanel, but I didn't know there was a person. Mm. I noticed Chanel, Jean-Paul,
Chanel.
Chanel!
Chanel! She's a white African grey.
Ever heard of Chanel's first name?
Chanel. Jean Chanel. Bobby Chanel. Jean-Paul Gaultier Chanel.
That's so different.
Chanel. Chanel. Damn it.
Nothing is coming to mind. You've spoken gibberish for the last 20 seconds.
Nothing is coming to mind.
Not at all. We thought you'd know this.
I think I do know it, but I have nothing is coming to mind.
As in, like, when you hear it, you'd be like, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
We put Megan out of her misery then?
Yeah, go on. Call Megan there.
Hiya, Meg. You're needed already.
Megan, lucky for you, you will make your class because I got 30 seconds on the clock and I'd love you to tell me what Chanel's first name is.
Coco Chanel.
Coco Chanel.
Do you need the other 20 seconds or
I don't.
All right, let's put that
in
early.
In the staff room, Megan, or...
Now I'm staying in my car in the car park.
Head in there. You've got yourself a BBL beauty pack for you and a friend.
You don't even know if you're right yet, Dave.
Nah,
she's taking over.
It's
she gets
Coco
it anyway.
Chanel. It's
Yeah.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Well, obviously, that is it. You're absolutely correct.
Nice one.
Beautiful.
Oh, Megan, thank you so much. And I'm honestly, I feel really stupid. I should have known that.
Megan, are you going to tell the kids in the class what you just did?
Maybe.
Yeah. Megan, you also have won yourself a BBL Beauty hamper for you and a pal and a girly quiz board game as well. So fair play and thanks for being Dave's phone a female this morning. Have
thanks, Megan.
Thanks so much. Have a nice day.
Bye. 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 Right. On question one, I wasn't expecting that, I have to say. We rock on.
This is not a great start, but listen, we're still one for one.
Funny how it was in there somewhere, isn't
it? Yeah, as soon as she said it, I was like, oh yeah, of course.
All right, let's see if question number two is in there, Dave. Women's singing voices are generally divided into three groups. Soprano is the highest. Mezzo-soprano's in the middle. That's what I am.
Are you, Ashley?
What is the lowest, lower voice?
The lowest one. I should know this.
Of because the main three.
I should know this because I've seen Glee.
Yeah.
And Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
And you did an odd musical in your time.
I did.
Oliver Twist.
I was Oliver in Oliver Twist back in fourth class. I'm sure you all remember. I'm going to say, I think I'm wrong though. I think I'm wrong. Do you know what? I won't say my answer. I'm going to 50-50 it because if I say my answer, I think you'll put it in there.
No, I never do that. They are written in front of me. Producer Callum will attest.
Yeah. Okay.
You should say it because then you'll just say, we won't believe you that you thought you were right.
I think it's baritone.
Okay.
But I also think that that's for a man.
Okay.
And I think another one is tenor.
All right.
Or a fiver, what? So I'm gonna 50-50.
All right, you want to enter simplify mode. Entering now. Women's singing voices are generally divided into three groups. Soprano is the highest, mezzo-soprano in the middle, and what is the lower voice? Is it A, falsetto, or B, alto?
Damn it. Not one of those did I think.
Really?
Alto means high because like
altitude?
Altitude, thank you. So I'm going to say falsetto.
Final answer?
Final answer.
You're wrong.
No! No!
I like the theory of altitude though.
But altitude...
Altitude. Yeah, I know. Look, it's a great point. But, I mean, it is alto, and the full word being contralto, I think, is the lower of the female voices. Falsetto is when a man does, like, a really high thing. Like
okay.
Like that
right.
type of thing.
Okay.
Like a man singing
damn
his head voice. Of
damn
falsetto.
Damn it.
And a baritone and a tenor are both male voices.
They're both male, aren't they? There's no point whatsoever. Yeah. But let me see if I can get two out of three.
You're on your own now. No simplifies left.
And the poor lads.
No dignity either. So,
yeah. All right. In centimetres. I'm laughing.
You're having a hope.
What?
You're having a hope.
Oh, no. All three of them are looking at me and laughing, and I feel like I'm back in school.
I literally just went to look at it and remembered what the question was and was like, God, help us all. No lifelines to help him out with this one either. In centimetres, Dave, typically how long is the umbilical cord when the baby is at full term?
And we'll give you within a range of 10.
Within a range of 10?
Yeah, because you're...
In centimetres?
Anyway. Yeah.
Well, there's a hint. It's more than 10.
When the baby is ready to come out, how long in centimetres is the umbilical cord?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
He's making kind of centimetre marks across the table here, trying to measure out.
I'm going to say it's 25. 20. Would that make sense? It could be 50.
How long? What does the umbilical cord do? Do you know? What's its job?
That's not the question.
Oh, but I'm just curious to know if you know what it does.
It will be next week if you don't know it.
It's,
Do you know what the umbilical cord is for?
Yeah, it's like for just like, it's like a harness, isn't it? It's like, to make sure the baby doesn't fall out. Like.
Well, on next week's girly quiz.
All right, that's fine. Don't Google that for now and then.
I'm going to say it's... I'm going to say it's 40.
Hold on a minute.
40.
Yeah.
Centimetres.
40 centimetres.
If you get this wrong, Dave, you'll have gotten 2 out of 3 wrong. I can't remember the last time that's happened.
40 centimetres. Which I think is about that long. I don't think that...
He's measuring out like kind of the length of his arm at this point.
35 centimetres.
You're bringing it down to 35. Honor.
35 centimetres.
35, he says.
Final answer.
Wrong.
No!
You said in 10!
How long?
50 to 60 centimetres.
No, I said 50!
But it didn't go final.
But I just kept going down.
It's long, is it?
That is long.
And
oh my God.
A baby in there as well, and a 50 to 60 centimetre umbilical cord. And all of that has to leave the body.
In fairness, I wouldn't have known that now, but I imagine maybe a woman who's had a baby would know.
Even a doctor would know that.
Like,
that's ridiculous.
Ladies, be honest. If you've had a baby, would you be aware of how long the thing you're carrying inside your body for 9 months is, and especially at full term when you're already carrying a baby and your bladder's out of action and you're carrying a child?
I have always wanted to cut one, though.
Why?
Maybe someday, Dave.
Because that means I'm a dad.
The original tan meets skincare. We just played the girly quiz with Dave. Question three was a very fair, very, I presume, by any woman who's had a child.
Under no circumstances was it a fair question.
We assumed that any woman who had a child would be aware of how long the umbilical cord would be when the baby is at full term. And Dave said, that's ridiculous. No one would know that. And we felt that everyone would know that.
Yeah, the answer was 50 to 60 centimetres. Look, Emma and I are not women of child. We're not child bearers just yet. So we have to, you know, we have to use our imagination sometimes with womanly parts of the girly quiz.
And you're not a child what?
I don't know.
Child bearers, yeah. See, could have fooled me with those hips.
Shut up. Apparently there's people we need to bring about this morning. Mothers in particular, who I'm sure will back me and Aisling up on this.
Hi guys.
Mira, morning, how are you?
Morning, Mira.
Hello.
Yeah, doing grand.
Come here, Dave's giving out to us here about our third question, but sure, every woman who's had a kid would know that, or any medic, wouldn't they?
No, they wouldn't. I work on an ambulance,
yes.
And I would not have known that off the top of my head.
Okay, well, like, you're working on an ambulance. Do you drive the ambulance?
Do you deliver many babies on the ambulance?
I've delivered two.
You have? Okay, well, and you didn't measure the umbilical cord, Mira?
Mira, well, we can wish stuff then, myself and Ashley.
Have you had any babies, Mira, yourself?
No, I haven't.
Okay, maybe you'd know if you'd had a baby.
Oh, come on.
Sure, what would
She's
we know?
She's literally pulling them out.
A lad, we're doing this 2 years. Hard.
Mira, thank you.
Not a bother.
See you, Mira. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see. Is Kaylee's a mom? Is she Callum? We'll ring her then, right? Okay. Yeah, okay. Come on, surely.
Hello.
Kaylee, morning.
Kaylee, you got to back me up on this. Tell me, no one knows the length of an umbilical cord, correct?
Well, I have two kids and I haven't a clue.
I love
Kaylee,
this,
you literally
Kaylee.
Are carrying this thing around. Would you not be curious?
No, not really.
What kind of prenatal class are you going to take?
I wouldn't have said the length that you said.
Right, okay, you would have thought it was something different.
What was your guess?
Would you have said shorter or longer?
14 was my guess.
14? Like a little stub.
Okay, I think absolutely right. Ridiculous question. You're dead right. And thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Talk to you later. All right, Callum, what's
going on? I'm feeling a lot better about
this. Yeah, just standing up for Dave. The WhatsApp is hopping. Sarah said, girls, I'm on my third pregnancy. Haven't a clue. Two kids and wouldn't know how long the cord would be. That was from Sinead. Wow. Sarah here. Two kids and no clue. I've two kids and wouldn't have a clue. That's from April. I'm a mammy and no idea. That was from Kira. I've had two kids and wouldn't know, if I'm honest.
Do you know,
from Kelly.
Eyes are all titties.
No, actually. Sorry, now. I actually have a great idea. Sometimes you forget, like, we have a producer. Callum can just do the questions from now on.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good idea, Emma.
Let the man do the good
thing. It's not the usual thing with presenters that they don't do anything.
Yeah, like producers would do it.
Yeah.
So,
Next Thursday, I will write the girly quiz questions.
Yes, okay, I'm so on board with this.
Do you want
that? You need to cross-check that the question that you ask has not been asked before.
I'm all over this.
Fine, Ash Rock, okay. Next week.
Producer
brilliant.
Callum's girly quiz next Thursday. Be here.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We're interrupting this podcast to ask you a very important question. Have you had your Hershey's? When you need to brighten up your day, put a smile on your face with the classic creamy texture and pure milk chocolate flavor of Hershey's Milk Chocolate. Whether you're eating it on the go, breaking off a few pieces for s'mores night, or just treating yourself to something sweet, Hershey's Milk Chocolate checks all the boxes. Shop for Hershey's Milk Chocolate now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold.